Yo.
Yo.
Freedom Fiends.
Freaking Fiends.
Freedom Fiends, man.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Freedom yeah. Fiends. Yeah.
The freaking Freedom
Fiends. The freaking Freedom Fiends.
Yeah.
What's up, Nima Vidati?
What's up, man? Yeah. That's me.
You sound kind of quiet, but you sound quiet until we start talking about the government. And you're like, yeah, the government.
They yeah. can eat a stick.
Yeah.
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 Oh, there you go. Now you're louder. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were quiet to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Way
yeah,
quiet. Says
way
Marks.
Quiet. Yeah. How about now? Right. How are we now?
Oh, yeah. That's really
it's
good.
It's coming up now.
I like that.
Better. Better. Yeah. How about now?
Thank you, Fiends.
How about now? Is it better? Much better.
Loud.
Sounds good.
Okay.
But does it sound great? That's what I want to know. Does it sound great? Is it like the best sounding Fiends you've ever had? And what can we do to make it the best sounding Fiends we've ever had?
Mm, feedback.
Creamy.
Ooh,
creamy.
Creamy.
Greatish. Creamy. Better than what? Better than what? Oh. The only way it would sound better is if Nima was on his, yeah. Hey,
Squirtle.
You know what, y'all? We're talking over the Comrex. This is the sound of the Comrex. I just wanted to say, we're finally trying out the Comrex. We didn't try it last week because we had other problems that were the fault of corporatocracy and tech support that doesn't support the tech, man.
Yeah, yeah. F that. But we're better now, and we're good as a result of our own phenitude.
Yeah, yeah, we are on the Comrex. The thing everybody
our
chipped
personal
in for,
man. Cognizance. Yeah.
So, Bitcoins are at 72%. I'm really depressed.
$72?
Yeah, $72. Yeah, they're going to go up to like $72,000 when they're done minting them, I think.
And he will just cry shallow tears, deep tears.
No, I'll go on the Bitcoin lecture circuit as the example of what not to do.
Yes.
And right. they'll pay me like, in Bitcoin.
Like the kid they trot out at high school assemblies that doesn't have a jaw because he did too much smokeless tobacco.
Wow, is that a thing?
That's a thing, yeah. Yeah, he's in Wyoming too, man.
What?
Wyoming's one of his regular... Well, it's one of his regular circuit stops, at least when I was there. I think he came twice.
He has a job. The government pays him stolen tax money to do that.
He doesn't have a jaw. Not
oh,
job,
a jaw.
He's missing his jaw.
Oh,
because
jaw.
He dipped too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, it was an extreme case. Like, that's the thing, is moderation is important, too. It's not just what you do and don't put in your body. But, like, the guy, he in his talk, he's like, yeah, I, like, dipped, you know, every hour and put a new dip in every 5 minutes or something. And, you know, basically I had a bunch of tobacco in my mouth 24/7. It's like, well, yeah, of course something bad's going to happen, man.
I haven't talked to you much lately. I've been watching Southland.
Oh yeah, and I've been busy. It's been bro by bro West down here in Austin, which was really horrible.
Why do you call it that?
Well, it's not South by Southwest. It's bro by bro West. It's this frat thing called Roundup. Man, it's Roundup. Woo! It's like when the frats bring in a bunch of kids who aren't in college yet or aren't in frats yet and get them really wasted,
indoctrinate them
into the collective consciousness of fratitude and wear uniforms, which the uniform is apparently bright neon colors of what are those really lame white trash shirts that aren't wife beaters? They're like loose wife beaters. Tank tops. Yeah, tank tops. Everybody's wearing tank tops that are like neon green and hats that are bright pink. Everybody. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm just.
I guess what I have to say with I think lame is the new cool, apparently, or maybe I'm just getting old.
I'm just luxuriating in the fact that we sound better than ever, which means that the $1,400 we spent on this thing and the $450 we spent on the Knobtron 9000 and the $300 I spent on the compressor and the $140 I spent on this good mic and the knowledge to use them has actually finally paid off. We thought last week it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
We had a bad one last week.
You did.
No, we did.
I knew it was going to happen. No,
we
man.
Did because I was doing Fiends stuff. It wasn't my stuff. It was the Fiends stuff that was messing up. It was stuff the Fiends bought, not stuff I bought. I bought the compressor. So if there's a problem with my compressor, it's my problem. If there's a problem with The Fiend stuff, it's our problem. And, you know, if if you got on for sound checks earlier, we'd know. And because I'd have last week, because I'd have your big juicy brain there to go, you know, what outputs are you using on that thing? Sounds like you're eating a mollusks. I was
eating a brain. Mollusks. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I do like mollusks.
Clams.
I do suck the head when it comes to eating. Oh, I guess crustaceans are mud bugs. What are those? Crawfish. Yeah, I eat the crawfish and I suck the heads.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm from the South.
It says no that siblings. That is South with the S's. S's are coming across real nice. Man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Crazy Rich.
Yeah. So I did a good article on electricity on the Creamy Radio Audio blog, which people should go check out. It's interesting, though.
What is this electricity you speak of?
It's called Surge Protectors That Actually Protect Ground Testers and the Joy of Power Conditioners. And the thing is, I tried to order you some of these power conditioners on Amazon. I bought five of them, and then I tried to buy you one. And with Amazon Fiends money, and it said, like, you've ordered too many of these. Like, Amazon is price fixing and hoarding. Like, they don't want me hoarding. They're being socialist, man.
Yeah, that's really weird. Like, well, although it could be, you know, we only want certain. I don't know. I guess it doesn't make any sense to me. Why would Amazon do that? Why would Amazon do that? And why are they supporting this proposed tax on internet sales? Is it just, like Ben said, a corporate structure is basically a state structure?
Yes.
And longer a corporation is around, the more and more it acts like the state?
Yes. And
that's sad.
Mike Enzi, who is a senator from Wyoming, a small government Republican type, you know, I like guns, I like property rights, I like the Constitution, is being totally socialist because he is backing this bill. Not only as a raise revenue for the government thing, that's not even his main focus. His main focus is to punish people who order things from on the internet in Wyoming and try to get them to go to brick and mortar stores because brick and mortar stores here are not doing well. And the real, I mean, it's based on population. There's not the population here for brick and mortar specialization. And most of what I order on the internet will never be sold in stores in Wyoming. I mean, you can't get a Comrex at a store in Wyoming. Maybe in Cheyenne, but certainly not in Casper. You can't. There's no Sephora here. My wife has to order makeup and good makeup and lady care products from the internet because there's no store here that sells them. You know, if you go into Macy's and say, like, do you have any Sephora products? They're like, no, but we can order them on the internet for you and have them sent to you. Literally, we did that.
Yes, let us be the middleman. That's completely unnecessary. That's our that's our purpose here in life. Yeah.
And they acted kind of like miffed when we're like, no, we'll just do that ourselves. And they're like, but Macy's.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Well, Comrex is, I mean, are there any places that you would go? Who would go to a brick and mortar store for a Comrex? I mean, that's something you buy, you know, once at the start of your radio show, or if you're a big, you know, radio station, obviously you order it from BSW or whatever. I mean, that's where you get your gear. I mean, there's no need for a big brick and mortar or a supermarket for radio producers because there's so few of them.
Yeah, and it's so specialized, and they're so spread out. I mean, there's like a couple in every city, you know. So if they had a store, it'd be like one of those boutique shops on Rodeo Drive in L.A. where, you know.
Two girls, two shirts.
Yes. Yeah.
Like from Portlandia.
Yeah, two girls, two shirts.
This one's purple. This one's gray.
Yeah, and it's unlike in Portland, you know, in Rodeo Drive, they actually have stores like that where they have like 10 items, and they're like, you know, $20,000 each, and they sell one thing a week, and they stay in business.
How do they stay in business? Oh, man.
Because they sell something that costs $20,000 once or twice a week.
I guess, yeah. Well, NZ, you know, I guess that doesn't surprise me at all because he's exactly what you said. He's a quote unquote small government Republican. The big thing is small government and Republican because he just says stuff that makes people like him. That's all he is. He's a politician. And we'll have more coming up here in just a little bit.
More on people who are experts in things that are wrong. That's my new saying, man.
Yeah.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
Worms.
Yeah.
Worms.
Yo. Worms.
Crazy Rich is on a roll, man. This meme. I had to look up telepods, but it's actually the thing in the movie The Fly that they transform him into part fly with. So I turned Nima and a cat into a cat Nima hybrid with used audio Nima. Gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Kanima. Yeah.
A Kanima? A fuzzy Nima?
We're way quiet again. How about now?
All right.
How about now? Right. How about now?
We're back. Fiends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong here? What did I do wrong? How's that? Is everyone happy?
I don't know.
Stop whispering, they say. Better. yeah. JK. Turn up a bit more.
Sound like Trey the Truth.
Okay. So is this what turns it up?
Okay, we'll
Does
wait.
This turn it up? How's this? Level is good now. Okay. So
Crazy Rich says it's good.
Yeah, tiny bit. Right. Tiny bit what? Tiny bit good? We have 5 seconds delay here, man, so I don't know what you're saying. It's always lower when you come back from break. So I guess the knob that controls us listening to the LRN feed actually controls the volume going out. So
that's
good to know.
Apparently.
How's this
now? We'll just listen to the feed.
Yeah.
You take your How's headphones off if you don't like the feed.
Yeah. So people who are experts in things that are wrong, that's a phrase I made up in passing while doing that interview with Bill Bruppert.
So are you talking about like Paul Krugman and people like that?
Yeah. And, you know, whoever the politician who was talking about the shoulder thing that goes up and why it must be outlawed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically all economists who aren't Austrian school. You know, most voters.
I think it was Sheldon Richman I was listening to, and he was saying there's really no such thing as macroeconomics because nobody thinks that way.
Explain macroeconomics for those who don't know.
Right. So macroeconomics is like, well, you know, there's such and such inputs on the national economy, so we need to spend a whole bunch more money on infrastructure. Like on CNN today, they just had this thing at the bottom of the news station that said investment in infrastructure boosts the economy. Like it was a fact, just like at the bottom randomly of some CNN segment. And so macroeconomics is basically like, well, since the government controls everything and is the monopoly of violence, they can make inputs that affect the economy as a whole. But I guess sort of one of the libertarian
basically central planning, right? Macroeconomics basically is central planning. Well,
right.
like Enzi is trying to do.
Enzi at things that way.
Enzi wants to tax everything on the internet federally to punish people in Wyoming who are smart and buy things on the internet to get them to go to brick and mortar stores in Wyoming. And like brick and mortar stores in Wyoming, other than Walmart and like, you know, Circuit City or something like that, basically there's a bunch of stores that sell like bison art, you know? I need Comrexes, not paintings of bison
stuff
and cowboy poetry lacquered and decoupaged. No, I don't need that, man.
yeah, exactly.
If Menards should sell Comrexes, then I'd buy them in brick and mortar stores.
There you go. But the dude who owns Menards and the dude who owns the Decoupage Moose Stuff store, neither of them thinks about any of that stuff when they make their decisions. They don't even think they're making economic decisions. They just think about what they can buy to sell that they can sell to other people that other people will actually buy so that they can make a profit. That's all anybody thinks about. So for everybody, it's all about microeconomics. It's all about what can I do to make my household and my family and my life better. So there's macroeconomic questions, but there's no and what Sheldon Richardson says, there can be macroeconomic questions, but no decisions made on that level, you know, because anytime somebody makes a decision that you could call a macroeconomic decision, like say the Federal Reserve deciding for another quantitative easing, you know, all it does is introduce inconsistencies and misdirections to everybody else, and then everybody else's microeconomic decisions are wrong and the whole thing falls apart.
So square, man. It's so square, and it is socialism. It's literally socialism. I mean, right now the Southern Poverty Law Center is on this big tirade getting people at Yahoo to write articles about how gun owners are terrorists and how gun owners are wrong when they compare gun laws to Nazi Germany, which, hey man, if the shoe fits. Ugh. There was actually an article by Pulitzer Prize winner that was so full of mistakes and not even like things that people who are, you know, tacit armchair experts and things that are right like us recognize as mistakes, like her saying, you know, more guns do not more guns do not prevent crime, but things that were really, really wrong. Like she said in this article, and since the 1994 gun ban, the Supreme Court has lurched far to the right. And I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. What are you looking at the Supreme Court of like North Korea? What are you talking about, man?
Well, I guess she would, in her little brain, she would be thinking of the Heller case or the decision that basically said local jurisdictions.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that said the Second Amendment applies to everybody pretty much. Like, as if we needed a court decision to prove that. I mean, do we need that?
But
I don't think so.
That is socialism. Like, having a, you know, agency that is part of the DHS now, helping provide source material for propaganda pieces on Yahoo to tell people that people who own guns are wrong and bad. And to use...
Right. And we're talking about that Yahoo opinion piece, right? And I think what she said was... She called it gun fever and wondered what else will it take to break this gun fever? As if it's some disease in our brains. You know, that's what a fever... And I don't understand what she means. Like, she says, you know, after... You know, it doesn't look like there's going to be a gun ban, and she says it all butt hurt, like she needs to go sit on the bidet for a little bit. And she says, you know, you can still get an AR-15, even though such and such used an AR-15.
He did not.
Though Adam Lanza used an AR-15.
There was, no, she said that he, and that was another mistake. She said that one was used in the Connecticut school shooting. He brought one with him, but he left it in his truck. The shooting was handguns. Mm-hmm. And that's been ignored and lied about by the media over and over and over because it serves their purpose. You know, I wonder, I wonder how much of this is just, I mean, I hate to jump down the conspiracy theory holes like, you know, the shooting was a false flag or done by some agency or rogue part of some agency. And there is there's a professor who's actually got a whole website of saying that the people on TV playing grieving relatives were actors and showing, you know, here's their headshot on this other site. And then the headshots get taken down, which kind of makes you think it's really true or something. But I just watched the most awesome movie that everybody should go watch. And it wasn't The Fly. It was Wag the Dog. You ever seen Wag the Dog, Nima?
I know the concept, but I never watched the whole movie.
Wag the Dog's a really good movie. And it's written by David Mamet and directed by him. And he also has a good movie coming out that I'm going to watch tonight. It's the Phil Spector story. And that should be really, really good. Jeffrey Tambor plays Phil Spector's attorney. That should be nice. But Wag the Dog
Phil Spector. I was thinking Arlen Spector.
No, Phil Spector. No, man. But okay. I have some inside information of what really happened at Phil Spector's house. So I'm going to see how closely they touch on that. And, you know, it's got some good people in it. It's David Mamet. David Mamet is always good. Wag the Dog is basically, okay, here's a spoiler. Turn off your ears and go la, 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 la for 30 seconds. United States president gets caught in bed with a girl.
And he fakes a war so that he's not a scam.
He fakes a war with Albania. Right? And there's a scene in there where they're like, there's a scene in there where they're showing a model, a young girl running with a kitten, and they're blue screening it and putting in like war in the background, but it's in a studio somewhere. And it's like, that's how I think the news is done sometimes, man. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back soon.
Yeah.
We're back. It's The Fiend. Sorry. And Little House Cleaning Week. It's The Fiend's Fiend, baby. We're not taking calls today, though. Sorry. This is normally our live call-in show. It is March 24th, 2013. But because we've got sort of new gear and new stuff, we still have a hold on the calls. Hopefully we'll try to figure that out, like next Thursday or something, Michael?
Yeah.
And you fiends can help us. You can be in the chat room listening next Thursday. And we'll try to take some calls and see how they sound. And hopefully maybe they'll sound better, too. We'll see.
Maybe.
I had a little long tale about people who are experts in things that are wrong or incorrect experts.
Like, and what is it? Like, tell us.
Like, totally, man. I'm totally going to be broed out here and, like, just tell you because it's, like, Roundup. No, for real, though. This Yahoo lady, so she
says,
you know.
Some Yahoo.
Yeah, some Yahoo. She's basically going off on how, you know, these people used AR-15s, and yet people can still buy AR-15s. What is wrong with the world? And I'm just like, what is that? Is that like an endorsement? I mean, when an athlete says, you know, oh, I'm Michael Jordan, I wear these Air Jordans, should the government like mandate that everybody wears Air Jordans? I mean, just because somebody uses something doesn't mean anything for anybody else, does it?
Right,
I don't think
right.
it should. And I mean, what are you going to do? Is the NBA going to ban Jordans because everybody who wears Michael Jordan shoes can all of a sudden dunk from the free
yeah,
throw line?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to ban,
not the case.
If you're going to ban steroids, why not ban, you know, advanced sneakers? It's giving you an unfair advantage,
well,
right?
Shouldn't.
Everyone should play buck naked. I think we're using a rock instead of a basketball.
There you go. Well, yeah, that's one point. That's a good way to show its absurdity. The other thing is, not everybody who wears Air Jordans can play basketball like Michael Jordan. I mean, and I don't think people should go out and shoot up a bunch of schools, but that's kind of the point too, is not everybody who has an AR-15, or maybe probably not anybody, like 0.0000000, like, you know, with a million zeros in between there and the next 1% of people who have AR-15s have ever committed a massacre.
Well, except the government.
Like, those are the numbers, right?
Except the government.
Ah,
the government goes in to kick in doors because people have plants or they think they have plants. And they shoot them with AR-15s all the time, man. Happens all the time. U.S. military over in other countries, patrolling, policing, quote unquote. You know, they see a guy with a cell phone, they shoot him. They think he's a bomber. Happens all the time.
Yeah. Or journalists with cameras, you know, and they're in a helicopter and they see a guy with a nice camera and a tripod and they go, RPG, RPG. And start blasting with the 50 caliber machine gun. You know, go check out Collateral Murder if you haven't already, to see what the government does when they have assault rifles and things that are much worse and much more scary to anybody than an assault rifle.
Yeah, I actually showed that to somebody,
no.
And he said that guy shouldn't have been in that neighborhood. And I'm like, it's his neighborhood.
Well, some of those people were Reuters journalists. It's their job. that guy shouldn't be there shouldn't be news people in a war zone.
He shouldn't be just doing his job.
there you go. Well, there's a great meme floating around on Facebook that says here, I'll read it cuz it's pretty awesome. Ah, here we go. Okay. The greatest crimes in the world are not committed by people breaking the rules, but by people following the rules. It's people who follow orders that drop bombs and massacre villages.
Yeah.
And it's quoted from somebody named Banksy. I don't know who that is. But
Banksy is an artist. Banksy is a street artist, graffiti artist who's an anarchist in the UK and does some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's a really cool quote. And it's totally true. And we've said as such before, but it's just a nice structure of the words there that I dig.
So somebody said that Matt said that I was correct when I said, you know, Wyoming has more freedom because it doesn't have any tall buildings. And the tallest building is 12 stories high. And he sent me this link on the BBC website that said there's a correlation between the tallest building height and bubble market tops. And it's not any stretch at all to say, you know, bubble markets lead to less freedom, because when if nothing else, economic freedom, but definitely, you know, they tend to finance police and wars and things like that. So the buildings that have the cities that have the tallest buildings historically and have the tallest buildings being built at that time have the economic bubbles popping.
Our bubble economies.
Right.
Well, it's not the popping necessarily that's the bad part. It's that you have the bubble in the first place. So
yeah,
the bubble popping is what we all feel as the pain, but it's the fact that there's a bubble in the first place is why there has to be a pop. That's where the badness comes, you know? So yeah, I guess that makes sense. You were maybe spot on with your building thing.
I just said it in passing, but it seems to have proof, I have formulated it into a postulation, which is Dean's Law of Building Dynamics. States the amount of freedom in a region is inversely proportionate to the height of the tallest building in that region. And the reason I add it was originally just Dean's Law, but I was like, I don't want to just be known for that. I might come up with other postulations. So it's Dean's Law of Building Dynamics, which states that the amount of freedom in a region is inversely proportionate to the height of the tallest building in that region.
Well, in that case, you should really call it Dean's First Law of Building Dynamics, in case there's ever a second or a third.
Well, generally, though, when laws are written like that, unless they're written as a cluster, the first one is originally called the Law of Building Dynamics. And then when I come up with a second one, I would call that the Second Law of Building Dynamics. And the first one would be renamed the First Law of Building Dynamics.
Okay, fair enough. Now, some people might say, well, Michael, but there has been bubbles and bursts in Wyoming. Like, there was an oil bubble and a uranium bubble and so on and so forth. But I would say that those weren't bubbles. Those were natural things occurring in the economy that then the government shut down. I mean,
yeah.
or that they even caused. I guess the uranium thing kind of was a bubble, because a lot of that uranium ore was going to fund the Cold Warriors, right? It was going to build a bunch of nukes that are sitting in things that Obama says we now need to build more nukes to replace the old ones. I guess even the uranium bubble was a government thing.
Wyoming used to be called Oil City, and now it's called Decoupaged Moose Art City.
You mean Casper?
Casper, where did I say?
You said Wyoming.
Casper. Casper was Oil City, cool, and now cool. Casper is Decoupaged Moose Art City.
I mean, it hasn't completely dried up, right? I mean, there's still a bunch of oil men up there, isn't there?
Yeah, they're all Ranchislaters. Ranchislaters and oil slaters. Petrola slater. Well, have you ever been to the Petroleum Club here?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah.
I interviewed some Wells Fargo muckety muck who was there to give a speech about the economic breakdown and what it means for you, and basically just said, put all your trust in banks, man. We're here to help.
Yeah, it's where the people who are experts in things that are wrong and it's made them rich go to smoke cigars and divide up the empire before tea. Before, you know, what do they drink? Beer? I don't know. Before the antelope soup comes. Yeah. Crab mentality, man.
They boil whole antelopes alive and just give you a big oil vat.
They boil crabs purposes. From the reservoir. Watch them try to climb on each other. You know, Regina King, who does the voice of Huey and Riley Freeman in Boondocks, plays one of the main characters on Southland.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is she good?
Detective Lydia. Yeah, she's good. Yeah, she's the murder police. Okay. You know, she's not out busting people for dime bags. She's the murder police.
The police that murder people?
The police that solve murders. No, the ones.
Oh, really? Is that a thing? I didn't know that existed.
Well, you know, I mean, really, do they solve? They don't really solve a murder. Even if they catch the guy who did it and put him in a cage, it doesn't solve
the
murder.
It's not like the guy gets resurrected.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. You know, when you solve a problem, you fix it. But when you it doesn't. You don't really solve a murder.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you know, I think that those two Yahoo articles calling gun owners terrorists, I think that those were crab mentality. I really do.
Oh yeah.
And I think Pulitzer Prizes should be handed out in gumball machines because they're useless now, apparently.
Along with Nobel Peace Prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a variety pack. You know, you'll get two in each of those little plastic bubbles for your economy.
Bubbles. Right,
we'll be back in just a little bit, Beans.
To talk more about bubbles that are wrong.
Yeah.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
Rocket. All right.
Yo.
It's the Fiends.
It's those Fiends.
It's me, Hema B. And you? What's your name?
Mr. Michael Dean, broadcasting from my windowless bunker in rural Wyoming.
Rural. Actually, you're in urban Wyoming, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to say. And I'm actually staring out a window and watching it snow quite heavily.
Yeah, yeah. You're in as urban as Wyoming gets, which is less urban than most suburban centers in the country.
I don't know. I think Cheyenne's probably a little more urban because it's kind of blending with Denver.
Ah, that's right. I forgot about that. I forgot about North Denver. I don't even consider that Wyoming. That's why I forgot about it.
Yes, but I'm in the bustling metropolis here with 54,000 people. Yeah.
Is it that much now?
Yeah, something like that. It's gone up. It's gone all up. Right. People move here. I hate it. They should go away. Wyoming's full, man. I should stand at the border with a sign that says, "We're full. Turn around. Go to Cheyenne."
Yeah. Why don't you want people moving in, man? Come on. Be a little friendlier than that.
What, DJ? She says, "I hear Nebraska's nice."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you feel you have a right to not having carpetbaggers next to you?
Yes. I don't mind if people move here and like work for a living. I don't want them to come here and sponge, whether it's through welfare checks or through being tax eaters, man. And there's a lot of tax eaters here. There's actually more people per capita in Wyoming who work for a government than in any other state, which probably makes sense from the government standpoint because there's so few people here and there's so much land to lord over. You know, there's probably like a lot of fish and hogs people here, fish and game and fish.
Oh, there is. Yep, yep.
Yep.
Game and fish, I think they call it. But we're not supposed to call it that. We have to call it fish and hogs.
We encountered one when we were shooting the movie and borrowed a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend's 50 cal.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We were shooting TV with it. And one of those guys drove up and just looked at us and he said, "You want to try shooting it?" And he's like, "Nope." And he got back in and drove away. Probably turned us into the Department of Homeland Security or the Southern Poverty Law Center. I think that movie has been analyzed by some not corner office guy, but some, you know, cubicle guy at both of those places.
Yeah.
That's how we registered our guns. We made that movie. But actually, a lot of the guns weren't ours and not our guns were. We don't have any guns. We lost them in a voting accident.
That's it. So, yeah. you wanted to talk about Hanlon's razor, which is really hilarious.
Well, there's this. I was looking to see if, you know, I coined this term Dean's Law of Building Dynamics.
So you're looking at other people's laws and razors.
Well, I wanted to see if it was already, you know, if somebody had already put it on the Wikipedia page of eponymous. Is that the word? Eponymous laws. Oh, and we want to talk about malapropism. Hold on.
Before that,
at some point,
I've heard eponymous before, but I don't get it. What's eponymous? It
means named after a person or named after the thing. Like, you know, there's a Led Zeppelin. Most of Led Zeppelin's albums were eponymous. Like, they were all called Led Zeppelin, but people call them Led Zeppelin 1, Led Zeppelin 2, Led Zeppelin 3, but it doesn't say that on the record usually. That's just what people called them to tell them apart. But all their records, a lot of them were called Led Zeppelin. That's an eponymous title.
Eponymous, okay. Also known as self-titled in music terms.
Maybe. But
such a self-titled album.
Self-titled almost implies that you called it yourself, which eponymous laws are not always, because somebody can come up with something and someone else can say.
And somebody else can name it after them.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Got it.
So there is an article.
So eponymous just means named after somebody.
Yeah.
Named after somebody's name.
There's actually a Norwegian death metal singer named Eponymous. That's his name.
That's like
dark, man.
It's like when you have a mirror in front of you and a mirror behind you, and it just goes to that's what that's like.
That's probably where you got it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So who's Hamlon anyway?
I don't know.
So what's a razor? Because how's that different from a law? Because Occam has a razor too. And what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's look that up. R-A-Z-O-R, razor. I knew a guy who went by the name Razor. He was a poet.
Like Is it because you're editing out an incorrect thought process? Because Occam's razor is what? The simplest solution is, he's basically saying cut out all that extraneous, convoluted stuff. So is that because you cut that out, it's a razor? Is that why?
Yeah. I can't find why it's called a razor, but I never liked Occam's razor. I never liked the simplest answer is always the correct one, or usually the correct one. It's too simple for the complexity of the universe. So it's sometimes true. And I think cops use it a lot too. Like cops will usually, you know, when a woman dies, you know, is murdered in a home, they always arrest the husband because they're like, well, it's usually the husband. So, you know, that's Occam's razor. But Reed Hanlon, is it Hanlon?
I think that's more laziness than them knowing what the word Occam and razor together mean.
Oh, I've heard a detective on a cop show use the term Occam's razor.
And yeah, cop show. Yeah. You forget. See, you've been watching too many cop shows.
I know. Cop shows are written by writers.
Designed to make you think of cops as something different than
they are. And they're written by writers who are probably smarter than cops, generally.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So Hanlon's razor, according to Wiki, is a corollary of Finagle's Law, which we don't know what it is yet.
Finagle's Law.
We'll get into Finagle's Law in just a little bit. All right, I do too. So anyway, it's a corollary of that, and it's a play on Occam's razor. And the form of Hanlon's razor is normally this, quote, never attribute to malice that which can be adequately explained by stupidity, end quote. All right.
And there's a corollary that I like. There's a corollary about conspiracy theories.
And this is really good. This is where I find it probably more useful, is, quote, do not invoke conspiracy as explanation when ignorance and incompetence will suffice, as conspiracy implies intelligence.
I
kind of love that. Yeah, I mean, I kind of love the thought that, you know, there's not some whole conspiracy, for instance, to commit, you know, the war on terror and persecute it the way it is and have this horrible police state. It's just the fact that everybody who has a job, you know, with the DHS or with whatever the precursors were to it, they want to keep getting promotions and keep getting power and keep getting big paychecks for basically sitting in a chair and making stuff up. So they don't have any kind of broad spectrum analysis of things. It's not some kind of intelligent conspiracy. It's just them stupidly going through life trying to eat more donuts.
I just tricked Amazon. I just ordered this for you. Yeah. With Fiend's Amazon Cash, these two surge protectors. I just ordered them from a different merchant on Amazon.
See, now in that case, that was a fiend's conspiracy.
Yeah.
That, well, that I'm smart. Apply I'm to smart. Razor.
But I'm smart. No, it proves okay. it's the exception that proves the rule.
Well, a razor's not a rule. We don't know what a razor is yet. so what spoke to you about Hanlon's razor? Like, did you have any examples you were thinking about?
Oh, it just made me giggle, man.
Just made you giggle?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing too, man, is I don't know. People are always like, well, do you think Barack Obama's really just that evil that he's... Well, I don't know, man, but it doesn't have to be evilness. He could just be that stupid, you know? Everybody in the government, maybe they're not that evil. Maybe they're not planning to do horrible things to us. Maybe they're just dumb, and they just think that they're doing what they ought to be doing.
You know, I can't find why a razor is a law. I'm searching razor and then in quotes law, and all I'm finding is Occam's razor and Hanlon's razor. So I don't know, man. I think we should look at the list of eponymous laws. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, I'm down for that.
Yeah, but we wanted to talk about while I look
well,
that up.
I do. We should figure out what Finagle's law is, because Finagle's law is named really awesomely.
How do you spell it?
Finagle apostrophe S, because it's a dude's. It's eponymous, of course. So Finagle's law, also known as Finagle's corollary to Murphy's law, it's usually rendered anything that can go wrong will at the worst possible moment. Ah, Michael knows
and
that
it's, law. And it's with audio. One variation of it is the perversity of the universe tends towards a maximum. I heard another one the other day, which was if audio killed... Bad audio would be the leading cause of death. That's actually the name of a book on how to get good audio. I like that a lot. Somebody said that I was statist with regard to audio because they were, and it's a fiend friend. It's a fan. It's a collaborator who, you know, asked me if I liked a certain podcast, and I'm like, nah, because it's great stuff, but the co-host is loud and then soft and loud and soft, and they don't have a compressor. So, it bothers me because I have to ride the volume to hear it. And he said, you're kind of statist when it comes to audio.
It's not statist, man. It's your mixer.
It's my ears, man.
It's your ears. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, speaking of audio and statism, we'll be back with the opposite of statist audio after a little while. So stay tuned.
Yeah. We're not saying the Freedom Fiends are the one true path to anarchist liberation, but it's a good one. If you want to put your voluntarist money where your mouth is, consider making a donation to the Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post. Then make a one-time gift via PayPal or set up a monthly contribution of as little as $3. Giving to the Freedom Fiends helps advance education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. The Freedom Fiends. We work hard, so send us some money.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
If you like tranny hookers and shooting crocodile, tune in to FreedomFiends.com.
Yo.
Yo. What do we
do? Yes.
How we do it? We are back for hour two of Freedom Fiends Live Sunday LRN show.
Yes.
March 3rd. Sorry.
On
March 24th.
Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Can you hear my echo, Nima?
I could. No, I did not.
You don't hear my echo?
No.
Let's see if the fiends hear my echo.
Fiends, we need to know. We need to know now. Now, now, now.
Radio.
Yep.
Radio. Radio.
Well, we
radio,
can troubleshoot radio. Cheesy effects later.
No, we can't. We have to do it live.
No, no we can't. Can you hear we must now? Do it now.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
All right. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah, but you don't. You don't hear the fabulous effects, huh? Nope.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Not that fabulous.
Yeah.
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 Okay, cool.
Where are we at? What's up? What's next on the agenda? Silver? Silver prices. Bitcoin.
Yeah, where are silver prices?
Today, Bitcoin is outpacing silver prices by a lot.
Like by a whole lot.
Yeah, I made such a mistake, man. And I'm not depressed about it. I'm going to go tour high schools and tell them why they shouldn't lose their Bitcoin password and get paid by the government to do it. You know, the government's getting involved. I mean, they're Facebook's getting involved. Can't you pay with Bitcoins on Facebook now? I think you can.
Pay on Facebook? Like, what do you mean? Like, pay Facebook?
Facebook charges money now for things like, you know, sending a message to someone you don't know.
Huh. Yeah, I heard that, but it's never asked me for money. I heard that on here. Yeah, I heard that from you.
You have Newsheimers.
I heard that. That could be you.
You have Newsheimers.
I heard that. Nah, man. I heard that is just as appropriate for hearing it from you as it is from
I love this mixer. When Nima gets angry, I just turn him down now.
Oh, is that what you did? Did people stop hearing me?
I didn't. No. I rode your volume. I rode you hard and put you away wet.
It's like in that Kendrick Lamar song where the one verse is rap about how he'll never fade away and he's going to live forever and screw you people who are saying he's going to fade away. And then slowly while he's like rapping in that verse, he gets faded out.
That's kind of original. I like that. I like it a lot.
Oh, man. You got to listen to I know you're not into new hip hop, but if you ever feel like listening to an album that's like the old sense of the word album, listen to the Kendrick Lamar album. Good Kid, Mad City is the name of it. It's beautiful. It the whole thing is like thematic, like a movie. But in a good way. It's not cheesy. It's not contrived. It's wonderful.
Somebody said that on Facebook now, you can make your post published to the top of your friend's news feed for $7. Man.
That's lame. Give me money.
I'm so glad I got off there. Give me money and I'll make you important. I guess it's advertising, but you know.
It is.
It's kind of pay for play, too. It's kind of payola, which used to be illegal in radio. You know, payola is actually legal in radio now as long as they mention that they're getting paid to play it.
Like how we have to mention that we get money back on the Amazon purchases and such like that?
Yeah, but I've got a really good disclaimer for that. Have you seen my disclaimer for that?
Yes. I have. The government thinks you're too stupid.
Yeah.
Is the basic sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know if that's it, though, man. I don't think that's it. I don't think the government thinks we're too stupid. I think they know we're not too stupid. They just love to control us, right? I mean, that's it. They just love the boot on the face. That's all. And they want to be the ones wearing the boot and not the one with the boot on their face. So that's all it is, man.
They must, man. I mean, when they're paying people 30 pieces of silver to narc out their neighbors, you know they're going home and like having extra sexy sex with their wife after they bust someone for that stuff in New York State.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's all just masturbation, right? I don't know if they're they have that level of intimacy and empathy to have sexy sex, man. They just go home and watch
consensual rape.
Yeah, there you go. Not even consensual. I wrote an article
pointing out the fact that the $500 that New York is paying people to narc out their neighbors is literally the same value as the 30 pieces of silver that Jesus was paid, or that Pontius was paid to narc out Jesus.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, 30 pieces of silver they were half ounce pieces back then. It's 15 ounces of silver, and that's at the current price minus the New York State sale. The New York State income tax that you'd have to declare on that, it's about $435, which is exactly what the silver would be worth right now. So,
do they make you have to pay state income tax on the goon money that they paid you to
absolutely.
Bribe you?
Absolutely.
My God.
It's income, man. It's income, and the state knows about it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess every time I hear that, I just think of how silly the whole system is. Whenever people get their money from whenever somebody's a tax eater or somebody that works for the government or gets a welfare check, how they have to pay income tax on it. Like, it's all coming from the same pool, man. Can't you just pay them less or something? I mean, what's the point? Is that like a jobs program for H&R Block? Is that all that is?
No, it's a jobs program because some people don't pay it. And then they can have another thing to turn in your neighbor for not paying his taxes.
Ah, that's right.
And then
right.
they can have
something
more boot
you can
on
do
the neck.
Wrong.
And then
got
and
it.
Then more masturbation and consensual rape of loved ones.
Yeah.
In an excited state. You know, I wonder too, like Enzi.
Yep, I think you're right.
Like, does Enzi walk down Second Street where all the merchants are selling their decoupage bison art and cowboy poetry in Casper? Like, does he walk down the street now with his cowboy hat and wave at them all and be like, yes, I have delayed the inevitable, the replacement of the book, the brick and mortar store. I mean, basically he's saying, you know, horse and buggies are important and these new things called cars are coming out. So we're going to tax cars and help the buggy whip makers stay in business for another year or two.
Yeah. And what it is it's basically if you got fired and you're like, well, I don't want to lose this job. That's ridiculous. And you go to your boss with a gun and say, you know, don't fire me. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's making these people at gunpoint keep their economic functions. And it's not going to work because eventually when you use violence to do something, you lose out. And what you have in the middle until, you know, you lose is you just have a whole bunch of horribleness. And that's where we're at, I guess.
Yeah. I was going to, and there's a conversation about Facebook and how horrible it is. And I was about to say, why are you guys still on Facebook? And then I realized, oh, so you can post my stuff. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, the Facebook pages are doing really well.
I saw that.
Thanks to people who are admins that aren't me.
and Crazy Rich, man. Crazy Rich's stuff is just burning up the charts. You know, also, something that I did like 2 years ago and put on Facebook got reshared somehow. I don't know. It must have been on someone's page still because I deleted my site. It was that picture of me with the tinfoil hat holding the foul rifle. And it's you know, the before, it's like the how I see myself, and it was like a statue of one of the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord, and it says how others see me, and it was me with a tinfoil hat in front of a Wyoming bison flag, holding a fowl, and it got reshared on some, you know, Constitution loving gun site on Facebook, and it got like, you know, 700 likes and over 100 shares. That's really bizarre, man. I wish I'd put Freedom Fiends on that thing. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I wish you would just suck it up and still be on Facebook. But
no.
I guess whatever. You don't want to be there. You don't have to be there. Well, I'm not going to say you must be on Facebook.
It's one of the rare places where I'm actually walking my talk, I guess, because, you know, I talk about privacy on the internet and trying to keep the government out of your butt. But I can't really do that while being on Facebook. I mean, I know that everything I do is available on the internet and can be seen, but there's something about Facebook. I mean, it has a report button. You know, the Fiends blog doesn't have a report button. People on Facebook can narc you out to the government with a click on Facebook. They have to jump through hoops to do it, and they probably don't know how to do it. Those people are so stupid. They probably don't know how to do it if it's not a click, you know?
Okay.
I think Rich should start putting freedomfiends.com on his memes because they're awesome and they're going to get shared. And the ones that are Freedom Fiends.
That would mean you are deputizing Crazy Rich to be an official Fiends Photoshopper.
I think that it's beyond that because he's so good at it. And they all make me laugh. They really do.
Oh, and he doesn't even use Photoshop, right? Doesn't he use Corel Paint or something like that?
I know. He does
not
better.
Even Microsoft Paint.
He
like
does
Corel
better
Paint.
With Corel Paint than I do with Photoshop.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we should outlaw Corel Paint so that people aren't as awesome as him.
There you go. I don't know. I think all using right. Corel Paint is like running with weights on, man.
Unless you know how to do it. All right, we'll be back, Fiends, just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support only a phone call away 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Freedom Fiends.
Yow.
Yow.
Yeah, we co-opted that. There is no more central scrutinizer. Now it's the
central
Fiendinizer. He is tied up to a chair in my bunker, and he will be forced to do things for good.
Libertarian reindoctrination camp. You gonna make him listen to Fiends and Ben Quaker for 97 hours straight?
Yes. Yeah. He must repent. He must repent.
Well, I did say in my 30 Pieces of Silver blog post that, you know, Christians, you should know it's not very Christian to turn in your neighbors and you may be judged in heaven. Non-Christians, you should know that there may eventually be Nuremberg-type trials for collaborators and you may be judged for this on earth. You know, I wonder, too, if you could do a FOIA request and find out who narked out whom. And publicize it and put it on the internets. Because, you know, people love putting stuff on the internets. Those people love putting gun owners on the internets. I mean, that would be like something like anonymous type people could do.
You know, that's a really interesting point, because usually with FOIA requests, they'll redact a bunch of stuff anyway.
Like the thing you're looking for. Like what you're asking for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I wonder if they would fail to redact it out of spite, you know? Like they would leave the gun owners' names in, like you're saying, just out of spite.
I'm not looking for the gun owners' names. I'm looking for who turned them in. That should be public knowledge. You shouldn't be able to do that without your neighbors knowing it.
But they would never go for that. You watch enough cop shows, man.
Yeah.
They have to have that kind of quote-unquote confidentiality, although it's really not confidential because the other goons always know it's you.
Yeah, but there's in cop shows, I know from cop shows too, there's sometimes leaks too, because there's one in The Shield where they go into the DA's office and like line everyone up who's working there, all the grunt workers and secretaries. They're like, everyone up against the wall. And like the white people, they tell to go sit down, because it's basically someone has been telling some black gang from a certain street about wiretaps that have been ordered. You know, because they've been getting a heads up on it. And they're like, you, where'd you grow up? And he's like, Texas. Go sit down. You, where'd you grow up? Crenshaw. Ooh, not good for you. Where'd you grow up? South Central. Ooh, not good for you. Okay, like, what street did you grow up on? And, like, they weed it down to, like, it must be this one person. And then they sweat her, and she admits it. So there are leaks,
And then they torture her?
No. Then they get her fired. And about then, the judge is running in going, what's going on here? Yeah.
It's funny to me how even in cop shows, like, there's the sense of them gaming even the system in place, because the system isn't open enough
it's
to
constant.
Let them get away with,
it's
with
constant.
The things they want to get
I mean,
away with.
I would say if there is an overweening theme in cop shows, it's that damn Constitution. Ugh.
Right. Right. It's break the rules, but only break the rules that give you more power to put more boots on more faces.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it used to be, it used to be they would only do it when someone was dying, you know, when there's like a little girl being tied up and raped and they have to find her. And now they do it, you know, to find the like half ounce of weed someone has.
Is there really stuff like that, like
yes.
on cop shows? I thought they try to avoid the... the weed busts nowadays, you know, with the way the political climate is.
Generally, in cop shows, they don't bother with weed busts unless they can use it to get something else. You know, I mean, there's actually, it's frequent in cop shows that they go into an apartment, there's a bong and a bag of weed on the table. They don't even mention it because they get what they want and they leave. But, you know, if they can threaten to throw someone in a cage from that to get for that, to get the information they need, then they'll do it.
Would they ever use like other silly laws like that that are really nanny and obviously nanny, like don't smoke in public, or you can't smoke like 20 feet outside of a public building? Do they ever see somebody smoking a cigarette and they like go bust them and then
thing they'll use is licensing. They'll go into a restaurant and say, I see about 10 health code violations in here. You better tell me what I want.
Ann Coulter said something to the effect of, well, if we can regulate people based on their smoking habits because it's a health concern, does that also mean we get to go in and regulate gay bathhouses and sodomy for health reasons?
Sure.
And I kind of feel like, yeah, Ann Coulter's point was we should regulate the gays.
But ew. Shouldn't
she take that in the, sorry. Shouldn't she take that in the opposite direction, I feel
Come
like?
Come on, man.
Like,
Ann Coulter.
Yeah, I know, but Ann that's Coulter where they get it wrong. Logic. That's a good example of where they get it wrong. They're like, well, the liberals get to do this tyranny, so we should get to do this other tyranny that's really
similar. I know. Whereas we say, well, there's a little more freedom in this direction. Why not have a lot more freedom in every direction?
Exactly.
We're better. We're better than those people.
We're just better.
We're better than Ann Coulter. And someday the world will know.
I don't even know if she counts as a person. Well, I guess I should.
Well, you know, when I said that.
Man, screw her is what I'll say.
In my blog post about the 30 pieces of silver, I said New York State is inviting, quote unquote, people to turn in their neighbors. Because I don't really think you're a person if you do that. I think you're some kind of subhuman pig dog.
You're a Borg.
You're a pig roll over on your children and crush them and eat them. I'll bet some people will turn in their children under that law. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I always thought the worry was the kids turning in the parents, because the kids are more status because they probably go to public schools, so they're loyal to the state, and their teachers probably tell them, now turn in your parents if they do this, and this.
Yeah.
And the kid goes, oh, I want to get a good grade, so I'm going to turn in my dad.
Yeah. Or so my dad didn't buy me.
I guess it could go the other way.
My dad didn't buy me the new video game. I'm going to turn him in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right, no, I could see, like, you know, children, parents turning in their adult children that they don't like, that aren't doing their bidding, or are trying to put them in a home, or, you know, maybe they're just really into gambling and like buying bison decoupage on the internet and they need that $500.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was listening to some Liberty dude. I forget which one now, but they were making the point that, you know, it gets to the point. At least it did in the old Soviet and Eastern European republics, where the biggest crime that people got arrested for was failure to report. So your neighbor does get busted for something like guns, and then you go to jail too because you didn't snitch him out.
Yeah.
So that double-edged sword of when you have a snitch culture, not only do you have to worry about your neighbors turning you in, but you have to worry about your neighbors getting into any kind of trouble, because then you can go to jail for not snitching on them.
I think we need some freedom fixes, man. You got any? Well, Gabby Gifford's husband.
Yeah, you're right. We're kind of like, oh.
I know. Well, here's one that's kind of funny. Gabby Gifford's husband, the total anti-gun lobbyist dude, was caught buying an AR.
Ah, no. I'm reading the actual article, and it doesn't look like that's what happened. Apparently, he bought it on purpose as a point.
No, that's what he's saying now. That's what he's saying now.
Oh, really?
Because he also bought a handgun, and he's saying he's
a 1911 style.
He's saying he's turning the rifle into the police, but he's not saying he's turning the handgun into the police. The Giffords were totally pro gun, man. I mean, there's pictures of Gabby Gifford shooting an AR-15. She ran, you know, as a Democrat in Arizona. I mean, you kind of have to be pro gun even if you're Democrat to win in Arizona.
Well, how come she wasn't packing, man? How come she didn't pull out her AK and spray stuff when the dude came by and started?
Because those people just pose with them when they're running. They don't really carry them. Exactly. They got those in Wyoming, too.
It's because we need open carry of rifles on our backs all the time as a common cultural thing. But we don't have that, so lame. All right, we'll be back, fiends.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get State Speech is Hate Speech, Anarchy Gumbo, Guns and Weed, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists. It's only $10 for 5 buttons, including shipping. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Yeah.
We're back.
Fiends. All right.
Yeah.
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 So we have a freedom fixed. Freedom fix.
Do we?
Yeah.
Is the freedom fixing everything, or are we fixing the freedom?
It's the closed captioning, man. We're just gonna run this interview. Nima Vedati interviews Larkin Rose for Freedom Fiends. We're running it with the closed captioning auto generation in English on YouTube, and we're gonna just have Nima just read the insane poetry that it gets by not getting it quite right. You got it all ready there?
Okay. So I'm confused here. So are we going to play the audio for people and then me comment over it, or am I just going to read a bunch of nonsense words?
You're just going to read a bunch of nonsense words.
Okay.
For as long
okay.
as you can stand
just
it.
Just wanted to be clear on that.
Yeah.
For as long as I can stand it. Okay, okay. All right, so this is Nima interviews Larkin Rose as interpreted by YouTube's closed captioning bot.
Yes.
Check the mic. Blah, 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 farce Garland 7 years ago, Burdine. All right. That was Larkin checking the mic. Meadows politicians actually care. Everybody thinks they'll be all done up to vote for us and let us six tartan to draw your install bonoir yar. Plus, the freedom gave his name of the daddy. Today's nothing in this village joint. We'll be speaking with marked in robust. Right? He's a self-described heretic, enemy of the days, and all-around nice gag. He's the author of several books, including The Most Dangerous Superstition, dot about dot there, obviously. Countless articles, breakdancing videos, marketing family, also play freedom music.
I like Larkin Rose's breakdancing videos. I'm a fan, man.
Is that real or was that not autocorrect?
No, that was an autocorrect. This is all autocorrect, man. It's all okay. Wrong.
I know. I just it gets some words right, and I couldn't remember. Maybe there is Larkin Rose breakdancing. Who knows? All right. So further, Central Market is unapologetic, unconditionally committed to ending the federal income tax. See, it got that right. And more importantly, more fundamental. Underlined hired notion of government. Mandatory. Go ahead and check it out. Hopefully learn some Freedom Fiends. Oh, it got Freedom Fiends out of Freedom Fiends. So that's kind of close.
That's close. Right.
They Freedom Things is the name of a doubting I have with me, Larkin Rose. How you doing today, Larkin? Party good, unifying Larkin, Mr. Rose. You know, Mr. Roseanne's wager. We're having Larkin. Orville Brain. Mr. Rose, this sound a bit formal. At yes, okay. True, fed up with a glowing a politician, or simply we wouldn't want. Right? That. New owner, a bold Mr. Root, that we know that. Matter that I think there. I sort of pre-recorded a little intro there, and you didn't get to hear it, but I fans well, but when I first like to start off, with this you know you art, pretty much a libertarian rock star, at least in my opinion.
Got that right.
I'd like to know what you've been working on lately. Well, I've been doing a bunch of fairly simple YouTube videos, which is usually just be in front of a cheap camera, babbling for 5 or 10 minutes now, just because I find it. When I write thing, you know, a certain number of people will read them, but it's mainly people who either partly agree with me or agree so much with me that it sort of seems pointless. Whereas the YouTube video, you know, everybody, anybody can look at and say at the S, and it seems that to reach a lot more people who would otherwise never hear about the sort of ideas that I talk about. All right.
So, for some reason,
it picks up Larkin a little bit better.
For some reason, it's not working with the Guns and Weed movie. Maybe we should try the How to Shoot a Handgun Faster.
Maybe because there's too much music.
Hmm.
I think that's it. It's probably harder for the bot to pick out closed captioning when there's a lot of music and background music. All right. Now, I think people get the point. It's funny to do. So if you're
bored,
a little out of your head or a little bored or whatever the case may be, you want to laugh, go look up videos on YouTube, even spoken word stuff like me interviewing Larkin Rose and such, and click the closed captioning and have a good old time with it.
Yeah.
It almost reminds me of have I ever talked about that on The Fiends? These Buffalax videos where they play like Indian Bollywood hits. And then the guy writes in what he thinks the Indian or Hindi words sound like in English. So Buffalax. It's like, you know, my loony bun is fine, Benny Lava. It's great.
Buffalax is...
That's almost what it's like. It's like...
They sell that in Casper.
It's like YouTube doesn't know English and is making the words sound like what it thinks it sounds
I think they
like.
Sell Buffalax in Casper at the ranch supply store. If you have a constipated buffalo, you can buffalo
Buffalax. Is it
Buffalax.
Right next to the Phenomint display?
Yes. Yes.
Did you see that Phenomint, which for those who don't know, was a gum in the 70s and 80s that was a laxative gun?
Gun.
Laxative gun. Hey, that
you said
that
gun.
Would be,
I'm turning you in, man.
Quite a product. I did. Oh, no. All right. Anyway, Phenomint. And it was spelled like us, like the fiends, F-E-E-N-S. But did you know, Michael, that there was also a pill form? And the pill form was supposed to be easier to take. And it was for older people. And in the ad campaign, they had a little picture in the top right corner of two old people, like, aww, on the bottle. Like, this is for you. like how on the little dog food, the Caesar dog food, it's got a little picture of, like, a little dog. You know, this is for you.
Did was it from Pilfer? You know,
from Pilfer,
you know what I've noticed about the pictures of the dogs on the dogs and cats on anything that's for dog and cat smells, like you know, cat litter, whatever, dog diapers, whatever. The picture of the dog or cat on it always looks sad, and we say the caption should be I'm sorry, I smell.
Please keep me anywhere. I've got other good qualities.
Yes.
See?
Yeah, I love my beasts, yeah, man. Beasts are awesome.
Beasts are awesome. Yeah.
Beasts are outstanding.
When they're annoying.
Yeah. You got any good beast stories there?
Beast fixes?
Beast fix.
Yeah. So I went out to smoke half a cigarette because I don't smoke inside, and so Squatter, which is our squatting cat, you know, he squats on our balcony and sort of lives there. We feed him sometimes. I go outside and he's like all the way across the field, like by the bridge. And he just like looks back at me with that look like, aww, what is this human doing? Why does he know I'm here? And then I was like, oh, why is he looking at me all strange? And then I realized, and I looked on the opposite side of me, was his girlfriend, who I call Shireen, like from the Kendrick Lamar album, but my wife thinks that's too ghetto. So she insists I call the little girl cat Sadie. So Shireen / Sadie was on the opposite side of me, and that's why Squatter was looking so scared, was because I was in between their path to each other. So there was two cats that are lovers on either side of me at about 50 feet each, both looking really scared and worried. And then the girl cat starts meowing like, meow. And then they triangulated it and they ran diagonal from me and they met in the middle and they started cuddling and it was really cute. It was like it should have been in slow motion with, like, you know, and then they hug and twirl around and all that.
I have some it's not really a freedom fix or anything, it's just me being a dick about audio on the internet.
For Michael, that's a fix. That
it
makes
is.
Michael's heart cockles warm up.
It does.
I was a dick to somebody about audio. Yeah.
Schadenfiend. somebody, I posted this article about, you know, power, about ground, you know, making sure the ground in your house is okay and using surge protectors. And somebody commented on it. Someone replied to it. You should try using audio plugins instead of analog gear. And I'm like, what? I said, is this spam? There's nothing about that in the article. And he says, oh, sorry, I've just been listening to The Fiends a lot, and you've been complaining about gain staging, and I'm suggesting that you get rid of your analog gear and use plugins. And I'm like, who are you? What are you talking about? We use some plugins. We're trying to do live radio. We know what we're doing, and it sounds better than plugins, man. Go away. And he was like, oh, well, sorry, I was just trying to be helpful. And basically I said, send me some audio you've recorded, and he couldn't. And my takeaway is, I will take advice from somebody who can show me how what they're saying they do is better than what I do. But if it's just something you read somewhere, don't bother me, man. It's silly. I can read stuff too that tells me stuff.
Maybe it wasn't.
No, man, I'm right. I'm right.
That tells me stuff.
I'm gonna Nemo's disagreeing with me, so I'm gonna mute him. There,
You're gonna drone me.
All right, we'll do that.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies! Jesus. On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadavi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
Fiends.
Yeah. Fiends. Yep.
Meow.
That's us, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
All right, so a couple quick things. In that last segment, we did us for me reading the silliness that is the YouTube closed captions of my interview with Larkin Rose. Other hilarious misinterpretations of language include Joe Biden lip-syncing. If you're in the chat room, check out Travis's YouTube link there. It's pretty hilarious. Joe Biden saying we have caramel hands because of the terrorist.
Pee-pee
and
kitty.
Nobody ever gets caramel hands.
Pee-pee kitty.
And Michael pee-pees on kitties.
No, I don't.
You know, there used to be this skateboard deck I really wanted called Piss Cat. And it was when I hated cats. And it was a cartoon cat that was just smiling with its tongue out really happy. And then all you saw was a stream of piss going right into its eye. But the cat was like totally into it.
That's not good. There was a record.
I don't know why I dug that.
There was a punk rock record label in Arizona called Rabid Cat Records back in the 80s. And their logo was a drawing of a rabid cat. It's kind of cool. So
rabid
I want to
cat,
talk.
Like,
I want to talk. Like, I want to talk.
Oh yeah, I know. That's kind of all you ever want.
I'll just turn you down. All right, I just turned Nima down. So I turn Nima down.
Just turn me down.
I want to talk. I want to talk about a new word for anarchist. I want to tyrannize Nima and take away his right to free speech, so I can talk about zero gov. I think that's a great term for anarchist, and I want to run it up the collectivist flagpole here and see if people like it. Zero Gov is the name of Bill Bupert's blog, and I think it's a perfect term for what we are, you know, for being no government men, for being anarchists, for being we don't like being told what to do. I saw this meme recently that I really liked. It's a little kid with giving an adult this look, like, are you serious? And the caption is, so you're telling me government is where you pay people to tell you what to do? And that really sums it up, man. I think zero gov.
Wait, is that the meme of the little African kid?
Yeah,
that's looking.
Oh,
are
black,
you talking about that?
Black
oh,
kid.
Yeah,
that's you want to say black? He's probably not African. He looks like he's in Detroit or something.
You know, it looks like it's in Africa because he's got dirt under him instead of concrete.
And he has really colorful soccer colors on his shirt.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So zero gov.
Anyway.
It could be.
Anyway.
Let's have you use it as both in a sentence as a noun, a verb, an adjective, and an adverb. Go ahead.
Okay. How would I use it as a verb?
I'm going to zero gov right. this MFO. We need to zero gov this. We need to zero gov these tyrants, which kind of sounds violent, but it isn't. It's just ignore
I
them.
Like
it
that.
Just means ignore them.
All right.
So that's a
right.
noun, a verb. A noun would be, I'm a zero gov. Or, look at all this zero gov. Let's see. An adverb would be, we're zero govingly getting rid of this government.
Zero govingly.
And an adjective would be, that's a very zero gov hat you're wearing. I like it. I think it works.
Okay. All right. With varying degrees of success. I like it, though. I like it.
Yeah.
Zero gov. And maybe eventually it could be mutated into something that's a little less true to its original true root words. It could be like Zerogov or something like that.
Well, Bill also uses the term abolitionist for what he is. I don't think he even uses the term...
Yeah, and I've thrown that out there before.
I don't think he uses the term ZeroGov the way we're using it. It's just the name of his blog. No. He's not using it as a noun, verb, adjective, and adverb. But I think we should try it. And he was fine with it.
Okay.
I mean, I ran it up his flagpole. And
well,
but I don't really like.
I'm always.
I don't like abolitionist because I think people will say das racist if you say I'm an abolitionist because they can't see the soft slavery that they are. And there's problems with all these words, all the words, voluntarist, agorist, all of them. They all have problems, but I don't see any problem yet with ZeroGov until, you know, Mike Enzi like uses it on his campaign bus or something. But for now, it seems pure. It seems pure and it seems to say what it is, which is what we've been looking for.
Right, right. Okay. Well, let's see. So on his website, zerogov.com. I love the subtitle, too. I love the subtitle. An online journal by Bill Buport devoted to the total abolition of slavery and the state. Mm. How do you feel about him using both of those, slavery and the state? Because isn't the state slavery, or is it a good way to let the uninitiated know that they're the same thing is by putting them both side by side with an and between them?
I don't know. It kind of sounds like assault and battery to me, but maybe he doesn't subscribe.
Yeah, like it is the same thing.
Maybe he doesn't know. I mean, I really hate to venture that there's anything the guy doesn't know. I'm not going to say he's a great man, but he's really smart and his interviews are amazing. And I don't know if he knows the thing that we're taking as a premise, which is the Ben Stone idea that the state and the government are different things. So maybe he's saying, you know, the state is the government and the slavery is the resulting state.
Is the effect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The result. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
Let's ask him.
I do like how one of the tabs that's highlighted at the top is buy my book. It goes media and interviews. Buy my book. Speak contacting me about ZeroGov.
Why wouldn't it be? What do you like? What do you like about it?
Because I guess that's kind of vague there. There was a show called The Critic that I really liked when I was a kid.
Oh, that cartoon? With
John Lovitz.
Yeah.
Or Jay, what's his name?
John Lovitz, but he played a character named Jay something.
Oh, right. Right. His character was named Jay. Yeah, and I thought that show was hilarious. And there was a bit where he had wrote a book and nobody bought it. And he had these cardboard cutouts of himself that would be at the displays. And it had an arm that would like robotically move up and down. And it had a vocal track that would go, buy my book, buy my book.
I get it. Yeah.
It just reminded me of that. Yeah.
Yeah. See, we don't know everything that goes on in your head. I like the name of his book. It's ZeroGov. It's ZeroGov, Limited Government, Unicorns, and Other Mythical Creatures.
Nice.
I'd almost want to buy a copy of that for Mike Enzi, but I have made a pledge to not contact any politicians anymore.
Well, it's so futile, and I'm glad that you've made that promise to yourself. I hope you keep it, and I think you should appeal to a higher power to help you keep it. Because I don't think people like Enzi believe in limited government either. I mean, they wouldn't be in the government with all its fancy perks if they did, because it would mean limiting their fancy perks. They believe in the phrase limited government as something to tell people so that they'll give them more money. That's all they believe it is. That's all it is it's a begging. That's their version of buy my book is saying limited government.
Well, buy my book isn't begging. It's offering something in return voluntarily for you paying cash.
Right.
It's very different.
I mean, the similarities.
Government says, we bought a bunch of books and stole money to do it. I mean, here was the thing I saw on a cop show last night was in Southland when they're doing their morning call. The sergeant or captain or whatever like says, okay, we got this lady that needs to talk to you. And this lady comes in who's this total nanny who's like, the department has bought you all copies of this book on dealing with the spirituality of intense situations. And all the cops are just rolling their eyes like, what fresh hell is this? But it's basically, you know, somebody decided that cops in LA need to read this book on the spirituality of dealing with situations. And the city bought a bunch of these books with stolen tax money and is making the cops take them, if not read them. And I said to DJ, you know, I'll bet that book was written by the mayor's niece or something. And that's how that worked. But that's the government equivalent of buy my book. Nah, Bill's doing the right thing here. He's offering it. He has not stolen any money and made us buy this book. It's different.
Yeah. Well, that's not what I was trying to say.
You know that.
That's not what I was trying to say.
I'm pointing that out to the audience.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is that... Can I say what I'm trying to say?
I haven't talked in like 25 seconds, man. I'm waiting for you to say it. Here, I'm just going to mute you. Okay, you're muted. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. People like Rand Paul and Mike Enzi use these things like limited government as a it's like an advertisement. So when they say limited government, it's like buy my book in the sense that they're pitching something to you. I mean, the book obviously that Bill Buport wrote is a good thing that he's pitching, and I would advise you to buy it. Whereas limited government is a bad thing that Enzi and Rand Paul and people like that are pitching, and I would advise you to avoid it.
Yeah, it's the government. The government is you pay people to tell you what to do, and you don't even pay people. You are robbed to pay for them telling you what to do. You don't have a choice. You know?
Yeah, but then again, we all do pay them in the end, don't we? I mean, we pay them because we're threatened with robbery. I mean, it's weird, and I guess I'm bringing that up at the end of the show. Maybe that's not a good idea. We should talk about that further at some point, though. I haven't been robbed yet because I haven't refused to pay my taxes. And I know I will be if I refuse to, so I always do.
Worms.
But I think there's something there, and we'll expand on it later.
Worms. Thanks, y'all. It's been a good show. See you next week.